Now we're called order Board of Works for July 14th. First up is approval of the minutes from the June 23rd meeting.
We have a correction we'd like to make in the minutes. I think Mr. Blinn has something he'd like to.
Just wanted to, in where it says that it agrees, we agree that the property, the so-called property belongs to KCRC. I just think that our determination was just that it was not the city's, not that it belonged to KCRC.
Yeah.
Right.
So if we could change that line there to say it was determined that the road next to Plant 2 does not belong to the city of Vincennes. Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
City Department Head Report Cemetery, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Hello, gentlemen. Danny Wilson from the cemetery. In June, we had 14 funeral service in the cemetery. In July, so far, we've had 3. We had a nice meeting with Ryan Lau today from Percolon and the tree board, considering the cemetery's trees and the plan for dealing with the ash borer problem. And we're just kind of getting started on what we should do. I may have some questions on where funding may come from. There's some trees that he'll want to inject with the stuff to save them, and stuff and some trees that we'll need to take down, and we're going to make a plan for that. But we kind of need to know if we should, you know, being budget time, should we account for that in our budgets, or should we, is there some funds that are available that we can use to have those trees taken
down? So usually in the funding cycle, usually go before the board first, and they make some recommendations to you, and then you bring the budget to the city, or how do
you? Yes,
okay.
Pretty much our budget stayed the same from what it was last year, except the increases that we got from the clerk's office. It's pretty much the same budget.
Okay.
And our tree budget's not, I mean, considering the scope of the problem and the number of trees that we've got, yeah. I don't even know where to begin, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know what's going to entail, and it's hard to figure that in our budget. So I know this isn't the forum for him, but
well,
I just want to
okay.
let you know.
It's a good time to ask the question. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Animal shelter.
Hi, Laura Ariel, Vincennes Animal Shelter. We've had, so far this month, over 20 adoptions, so we're doing great on our adoptions. We had an event at TSC on Saturday, which it rained the entire time, but we still managed to get an adoption out of it. Today we have our event coordinator and our volunteer coordinator here talking about the 5K run that we have coming in August. And so we are still planning events and trying to do lots of fundraising. Our numbers are actually getting kind of good right now. Our medium dogs, we're down to about one dog per cage for our medium dogs. Our large dogs, we're still way over, and our cat and kitten population is still very overwhelmed. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Laura. Fire department.
Gordon Becker, fire department. We're up to 1,341 runs for the year. We had our engine 4 needed new cab lifts installed. They just wore out. And engine 2 had an oil cooler that we had to have repaired. UL testing on our two aerial apparatus is complete, and they both passed. They some minor things that need done, but we'll get those taken care of. We've had the ISP camps, Girl Scout. I think our big thing, we had the splash in the park at Chicago Park on June 26th, and it was a huge success, and getting ready for that pool to be open. So that's what we're up to.
Yeah. City inspector.
Inspector Phil Cooper, from 6-9 to date, we've had 172 violations, 18 bills for junk and grass. So, and still working on the houses.
You're a good man. That's yeah. all my neighbors can say. They say that you're a good man.
Thanks, Phil. Okay, no old business. We'll move on to new business. First up is Riverfront Pavilion Rental, April 18th, 2015. Kristen Kaiser. I'm up here to
Oh, yes, you just say your name and...
I'm sorry, I've never done this before. I'm Kristen Kaiser. I would just like to rent the pavilion on April 18th for my wedding reception.
Nice. Okay.
And you've got everything?
Who do I get the insurance through? Does it matter who, or do you guys like have a preferred person?
Probably your homeowners or talk to them and see.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually a pretty simple process, so congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll make a motion that we approve the rental of the pavilion for April 18th for Kristen and her betrothed.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Kristen. Next is Riverfront Pavilion rental, May 30th, 2015, Damon Brown.
Hello, I'm Damon Brown. Also would like to rent the pavilion for my wedding and reception May 30th.
And you have all the proper...
Yes.
Even insurance?
Insurance.
And you got the insurance.
Okay. All right. So we'll make a motion that Mr. Brown be approved for a rental of the pavilion on May 30th. And congratulations to you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Vincent's Animal Shelter 5K Run, Kristen Colvin.
This is kind of a mutt and Jeff.
I'm Kristen Colvin. I'm the volunteer coordinator out at the Vincent's Animal Shelter.
I'm Vanessa Smith. I'm the coordinator at the shelter.
We're just here to ask permission to do the a superhero 5K and 1 mile fun dog walk on August 16th.
Okay. And now you've given us a couple of the routes and things that you're going
to... The original plan was to take Culbertson, and after talking with Mark McNeese, he said it may or may not be open at that time, so we have an alternate route that goes down Second Street or First Street instead.
Okay. And Chief, you've taken a look at that, or... Okay. So you're okay with the route they're wanting to do. So tell us about the superhero part. I mean, do you have to dress like a superhero to run?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
We're encouraging people to wear costumes. I'm just kind of playing on the rescue theme there. So.
Okay, cool.
Great. Come out and adopt dogs and cats.
Okay. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the Vincent's Animal Shelter 5K superhero fun run and for what was the date again?
August 16th.
August the 3rd.
No.
No. 16th. No. August. August 16th. I would say August 3rd. That's the color run. Okay. Great. Thank you, ladies, for your work. By the way,
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I have another question.
Yes. Sure.
The insurance. Do you guys prefer us to get it separate or like?
Do they?
We had been
suggested. You don't need it. I mean, we've got you covered.
Yeah.
Oh,
they had told us that we have special event insurance. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well. Well, the collective we think that you're working for us, so we got you covered. We got your back.
Awesome. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, ladies.
Next is one day closing of Fifth Street between Button and Perry for Higher Bound 10th Anniversary Celebration.
I don't know about this guy. Thanks for your patience, Reverend Pearson.
Yes. I'm Danny Pearson from Higher Bound Incorporated. I'm the President and Executive Director. We operate the Higher Bound House on the corner of Fifth and Bunton. On 4th of April 2004, under the leadership of John DeSanto, we formed Higher Bound as a ministry to our outreach to middle school and high school students. And this year we want to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. It's a little late, but it's better late than never. So on August 2nd, we'd like to ask permission to shut that block down from Perry to Bunton on 5th Street from about 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., if that's possible.
Okay. So, Chief, do you have any...
All they would concern would be construction traffic.
Right.
What they have going on there.
Yeah.
But it's...
I've noticed that the destruction of the school has taken about twice as long as what it should have had.
That's a lot of your breath, isn't it?
What's that? Yeah, you know. So.
John, do you have an opinion about this, or, I mean.
It's just one day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Well, it's a Saturday.
9 a.m.
Okay. I don't think Saturday would be a problem. So sure. That won't affect businesses or the construction. So, okay. We will grant, I'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Fifth Street between Button and Perry for the Higher Bound 10th Anniversary Celebration from approximately 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks for your work.
Next is Downtown Vincent Sidewalk Sales, Brenda Kearns.
Hi, I'm Brenda Kearns. I own Vanessa's, and I'm a member of the Vincent Central Business. And I'm here to request the streets, or Main Street, be blocked from 4th Street to 2nd Street on July 31st and August 1st from 7 to 5. That's our annual sidewalk sales. And they'll also be going on Saturday, but we don't. And then I have another request for permission to for the street department to hang two 8-foot banners 2 weeks on 2nd Street, July 21st through August 2nd, and for 1 week on Hart Street, July 28th, August 2nd.
You've got permission. You got those reserved, Dan, for both. Okay. Okay, great, great. Okay, so we're going to make a motion that we are blocking Main Street from 4th to 2nd on July 31st and August 1st from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and also the approval of hanging banners for 2 week period of time on 2nd Street and a 1 week period of time on Hart as described in the motion.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck. Next is Riverfront Pavilion Special Activity Reservation. Chair Elliott.
So will this make the news now that you're going to start working at the original company?
I hope not. I hope to stay out of the news from here on out. My name is Cher Elliott. I'm here on behalf of the committee to elect Brian Jewell for Judge of Superior Court 1. We're asking to reserve the pavilion on Sunday, October the 12th, roughly 10:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. We are hosting a family fun day. This is an opportunity for the community to come out and learn more about Brian as a candidate for judge. We'll have face painting, clowns, food, bounce houses, music. We anticipate having a live remote with Mark Lang from WZDM as well.
Did you get paid to say that?
Not until 8:00 a.m. tomorrow, but we are in the process of getting our insurance in line, and we'll have it to Dan in plenty of time before the event, prior to the 30 days.
Okay. So before we approve this, I mean, who the heck am I going to call about I-69 now? That's what I want to know. Do we have
Facebook or? Well, I'll still answer questions as best as I can, at least
get you just make stuff up. Is that what you're
doing? No. I'll get you the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve. Dan, you got everything that you need?
Go ahead.
What were you
going
to say?
I may want to look at this because I don't know if every candidate. Because there's no charge for this because it's a public. It's open to the public. I don't know if we need to discuss this with the city attorney to see if we're getting into. Do you have any opinion on that?
We're trying to set you up. That's what we're doing.
No pressure here.
Right. Okay. So it's okay to.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Against him, I just. If we. Event.
Anybody else would have to come before anyway to ask as well to send me up. So.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're making a motion to approve the use of the pavilion for Family Fun Day on October the 12th from approximately 10:30 to 3.
Correct.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Next is Vincent's University Street request, Rick Davis.
I like these guys because they always come with maps and all kinds of
pictures.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah. You think they got paid to do this, don't you?
No. No, we just for fun.
It was fun.
Fine.
I'm Andrew Young from Vincent's University.
And Rick Davis. What we're requesting is we'd like to put a island crosswalk on Indianapolis Avenue. It's down near Chestnut Street up to the driveway at the administration building. You've got a drawing there. That will increase safety and maybe reduce some speed along that street as well. Then there's some alleys we'd like to vacate between 3rd and 4th Street, Scott and Harrison Streets, and the alleys between 2nd and 3rd Streets and Depot to Sycamore Streets. We do own the properties on these blocks. We do have one house that they're still getting the paperwork done on, but we should have titled it soon.
Are you guys using that as an alley currently?
No, we're not. We have on the 2nd and 3rd to Depot Streets, we have some apartments on the 3rd Street side.
Okay.
2nd Street side is all trees and grass, green area.
And those apartments are yours?
Yes, they're all ours.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So there aren't any residents that are being negatively disaffected by closing the alley?
No,
okay.
None. In fact, we put in parking on the 3rd Street side last year.
Right.
Made improvements there for them. And there are a couple of residents on the 3rd Street on the opposite side of the street, which we've given parking to.
Right.
We made arrangements for them last year.
Yeah, I remember that. So, John, you have any concerns or questions about that? Or?
I was going to say, I had him look at it.
I reviewed it all, and I held it
up
for
okay. All right.
And the last request was to close Short Street between St. Clair and Red Skelton Boulevard, service road only. That's in front of the rec center and by the Red Skelton building.
Mostly. Right.
Just about a half a block there that's still
right.
On the street.
Okay.
That final lot.
Okay. So tell me more about the crosswalk. Where is that? Is next to the
across from the science building, kind of between the science building and Bielis Gym, if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah.
Towards the end of Chestnut, and it'll come up to just beside Harrison Hall there.
Okay.
Where that island will be. There'll be three or four crosswalks. In
yeah, that you've got that drawn. Okay, so that's
three,
a, okay. So you're
going to
put some
putting
green
a couple lights up in there and
okay.
Make it a little decorative as well as.
Right. Set. I mean, that's going to be more scenic for the central
sure.
part of campus. And okay.
Currently, it's a little bit half
wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to keep the travel lines.
You have any issues about access or? Yeah.
The service road only, what is that? We still be able to get in there? Okay.
Part of the
best. My concern.
Okay. And is there any encumbrance from these islands in terms of where you go there in that area, or that's not going to. Okay.
I'm just more concerned with the St. Clair, the Short Street, St. Clair. I know what we're talking. I just want to make sure we still can get in there.
Okay.
It's
a big right. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Anybody else have any other questions from other departments or?
Mr. Rowland, is any of this dependent on the 90-day trial basis for traffic?
I don't believe so. We're not really doing any regulation.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Rather not.
Right. Okay, so we're going to make one motion that will approve all of the following changes for Vincent's University to install a crosswalk island along Indianapolis Avenue as pictured in the accompanying drawing, vacate an alley between 3rd and 4th Streets on Scott and Harrison, and vacate an alley between 2nd and 3rd Streets from Depot to Sycamore, and to close Short Street from St. Clair to Red Skelton Boulevard and be designated for a service road only. It should be noted that the university owns all the property in these affected areas.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And since they own everything around the city, I don't know if they want to take that to city council for an ordinance. You wouldn't have to notify anybody. City council has to vacate.
Mm.
And change our traffic schedule. But you shouldn't have to notify anybody.
Probably just for legal purposes, we should do that. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks. Next is Brawls Across the Wabash event and banner request.
Oh, my God.
Roark Mays.
Ms. Roark Mays.
How are you guys?
And family. And family. And family.
And family. Right. Tonight I can bring my family with me.
Right.
Not,
right.
Not for next year's event. I'm Lindsay Mays, and I'm just presenting the second annual Brawls Across the Wabash. We did this last year at Patrick Henry Square, or Patrick Henry Drive right there in downtown. And so we're just wanting to do it basically again this year, the exact same way that we did it last year. We would have basically Patrick Henry Square closed from about 9 till about probably 12:30, with the event running from 10 to noon. And then we would have the bridge shut down during part of the walk, which I think the last year all we really needed was a letter from you, Mayor Yoakum, is that correct? Kind mm-hmm. of approving the event, and then we took that to NDOT.
Right.
Right, as far as closing down the bridge. And then in addition to that, getting a banner hung across Hart Street for September 2nd through the 6th, I believe is the day. Is that correct, Dan? Yeah.
So, and you've cleared all this with the National Park Service?
Yes. Yeah, we know that we can get the date. We've done everything else except for coming to you guys to make sure that it was
okay. Yeah, because really all we're doing is approving the closing in Patrick Henry Square. The property
right.
itself is managed by the Park Service, and
correct.
Then the accompanying letter for the mayor, so, and the banner. Okay. So this was our opportunity to say something, you know, mildly supportive. Inappropriate, like we want to be supportive.
Right, like
of
last
this.
Year yeah, you did. Did. Very nice.
We thought we'd spare you from that. Yeah.
Thank you,
so,
guys.
Well, we haven't approved it yet.
Oh, okay.
So
we're just trying to assume it was.
We're making a motion that we approve the Patrick Henry Square closing area from 9 to 12:30 on for the Brawls Across the Wabash event on September the 6th, and we're instructing the mayor to send a letter to be supportive of this effort for the closing of the Memorial Bridge for part of the walk, and also approving a hanging of the banner on Hart Street from September 2nd through September 6th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. So are you working any of that in as a part of a 100-day rollout? That's what I want to know. And that's, no, okay. Yeah, that's an inside joke that nobody will get.
Okay, next, signals at 6th and Bustron and 7th and Bustron.
Hello, John Sprague, city engineer. Making a request basically to remove the signals at 6th and Bustron and 7th and Bustron, and replacing the signal at 6th and Bustron with a two-way stop and 7th and Bustron signal with a four-way stop. Ideally, we'd like 7th and Bustron to be two-way, but there's not adequate sight distance for eastbound Bustron approaching 7th Street looking to the left or the right.
So the 7th and Bustron would be a four-way stop?
Yes.
Correct.
Rather than a light.
None of these signals are
the
are
problem
warranted.
With these lights are outdated.
Right. Yeah, we get that. I mean, we get saving the money on that.
Yeah, we just had an outing. This is what kind of refreshed this was. Just last week, we had an outing at 6th and Bustron, and Bob had to run out with stop signs and stuff like that.
Mm.
So basically, 6th and Bustron is going to function just like it does between what, 10 p.m. and 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Flashing yellows for 6th and flashing reds for Bussering.
Right.
But I don't think that 7th and Bussering flashes. Again, for that, for the very same reason, it needs to be a four-way stop. There's just not adequate sight distance for that that cross movement.
So now, in this case, Dave, we're going to be making a
90-day
approval for 90 days, and then they'll go before the council for final action.
Right.
So, Chief, Assistant Chief, you got any reservations about this or questions? Or they're both giving me.
I think I ran it past them like maybe a year ago, and I think they said that it actually may help them a little bit, but.
Right.
Picking up some tickets for running a four-way.
I'm sorry, I have been on the whole conversation there on the stop sign. So 7th and Bussering would be two-way or four-way?
That'd be four-way.
And 6th Street would be two-way.
Correct.
That way so the 6th Street would, well, you guys, I mean, you'd go through 6th Street. You wouldn't stop there.
Right. 6th Street would be the through movement. Bussering would be the stop movement. That way, when you guys leave the station, you come up to a stop sign with cross traffic not stopping, instead of sitting there and waiting for green light to come whenever it decides to. So,
and my only comment is on the whole situation is, of course, JP, an engineer, he looked into all that stuff. We worked significant accidents at both those intersections. Definitely, with 7th Street, like you mentioned,
Right, because the building's right up there.
Right.
Yeah, so I understand that.
And stop signs are actually statistically safer than signals.
Signals.
Because every time you come to the intersection is exactly the same every time. So so the every direction comes up, they stop, and then they go.
Okay.
So.
Anybody else that frequents that area that has any questions? Like somebody who works for the paper, or you know, it's in your neighborhood? No. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to remove signal equipment at.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to put it on flashers.
Oh, okay.
For the 90-day trial, because if it doesn't work out, then we don't want to have to go back out and put the signal equipment up. So.
Got it.
We're gonna for 90 days. We're going to run it in the flashing mode with yellow for 6th Street, red for Bussering, and then four-way red at 7th and Bussering, and we will also install stop signs at the appropriate locations.
Okay. All right. So we're approving a 90-day trial period for flashing signal at 6th and Bussering to a two-way stop mode, and a flashing signal for 7th and Bussering for a four-way stop mode, along with accompanying stop signs, with the eventual intention of removing signals.
Right. At those after the 90-day trial, then I after think it goes to City Council.
Right.
They approve it, and then we'll take the equipment down.
All right.
I'll second.
Okay.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, John.
Okay, next is signing of a sales agreement and approval of the 2014 Caterpillar 924K wheel loader, Bryce Anderson. Basically, we approved this earlier this year because it's in his budget, but for the lease agreement, it needs to be a motion and approved in our meeting.
For the conditions listed there, and I think we've listed those, and it's more, it's a, this is a.
Is it a trade?
It's for, yeah, we traded some two wheel loaders in for one.
Right.
And this is basically per the lender's requirements. He needs something that says Board of Works that states that we have approved to purchase it as listed there.
So we're motioning for an approval of the sales agreement, right. And.
Yeah, we're acknowledging that we've already approved it.
All right.
Right.
Okay. All right. So do we don't need a motion? Just read
so
what
we
it
just,
says.
I just need to read this statement.
Motion. We approve. Okay.
I'll just mention that in previous meeting, approval for the Vincent Street Department to purchase the McAllister Machinery Company Incorporated sales agreement dated April 10, 2014, to lease a 2014-924K Caterpillar per the payment terms and conditions listed.
I make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Bryce.
Okay, next is United Way banner request, Dan Ravelette.
Save the best for last.
Are we going to table this?
Dan Ravelette on behalf of the Knox County United Way Board of Directors. We would like to request that one banner be hung throughout the city for during the two-month campaign that the United Way will be collecting this year during an approximate little over two-month campaign. We'd like the banner hung first across Hart Street from September 22nd through October 6th, then take it down from Hart Street to Washington Avenue, October 6th to the 20th, then transfer that from Washington Avenue to 2nd Street, October 20th to November 3rd, and then from 2nd Street to College Avenue, November 3rd through the 17th. Those are all two-week periods, and that does encompass the entire two-month campaign for United Way this year.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And we have our insurance.
That's a good – yeah, I trust you. Yeah, trust you impeccably. That's a nice use of one banner, four different locations. You know,
we hope
you,
so, yeah.
You must know the guy that has the calendar.
I met him a couple times, yeah.
All right, we make a motion to
approve. Great guy.
Great guy. We make a motion to approve banner location for Knox County United Way on Hart from September 27th to October the 6th, Washington Avenue from October 6th through the 20th, 2nd Street from the 20th to November the 3rd, and College Avenue from the 3rd through the 17th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much,
Dan.
Nothing else? We just need a motion to adjourn.
So
we are adjourned.
All right.